Hello, Gary. This is Sunday afternoon, February the 1st. Your daddy's gone down to Stanton with Eugene and John Hayes. They're going to hear a preacher down there. His name is Pruitt. Eugene heard about him some way, and they're hoping that maybe he'll work out. He's an old fellow, about 50. He has some married children and then some in college, but none at home. And he came real well recommended. And so they were kind of excited about it and hope that he can come. He was at Chickasha, Oklahoma, and now he's at Stanton, and he hasn't been there very long, but the church there used to be Annie, and they're giving him so much trouble that he thought maybe a younger man might be able to do more with them. That's the way I understood it. I think Janet has a lot she wants to tell you about her doing it over at the house. It sure is pretty, and I'll let her talk to you a little bit about what all she has done. Here she is.
Hi, buddy. We had the stereo going. I think it was going too loud. We're about to blare them out, but I thought that record was so pretty. I don't know whether you can hear it or not. Yeah, turned up. It's Glenn Campbell. Gentle on my mind, I just love it. He's started a show now on Wednesday nights. It comes on at 6:30, so we can see a little bit of it before we go to church. We've been remodeling our house, and you wouldn't even know it. I mean, you'd know it, but it's we sure have changed it since we moved out there. We put paneling up in that bathroom, the small bathroom. We took the shower out and put the washer and dryer back and across the back. And then what used to be my bedroom, we've made it into our bedroom now. Put a cornice board around the north end of it. Sure does look pretty, I think. I'll take some pictures and send it to you. You might not get them before you get home, though, so it might be just as easy to wait. Then we put paneling in the hall and put down carpet in the hall, some new carpet in the hall, some remnants Joe had, and then we put carpet down in our bedroom, some new carpet, and it's that green, that olive green. I think it's real pretty. Real proud of it. We got through yesterday. We still have a few odd jobs. I told Clyde, I said, got to go to Clovis to the stamp store and get some lamps. And he said, you buy more with stamps than any human on this earth, I know. He said, how'd you get that material? He thought I'd bought my material with stamps. I never did tell him any different. I just let him think so. We just got through making a tape for Kay. I don't know whether Mother told you or not. Sure wish she'd come to see us. We want to go down that way sometime pretty soon. We want to go to Abilene and Fort Worth and San Angelo and Brownwood and on down to Cotulla and San Antonio and all around. We had really planned, I had planned to go down to Old Mexico, but Clyde, while we were redoing the house, Clyde said, I guess you know this is your trip to Old Mexico, so that just kind of put that out of co-op. So I don't guess I'll go to Mexico. We wrote to Presidio, to the Big Bend Travel Agency, and they gave us all this information on this trip to Old Mexico. Oh, it sounded like it'd be fun. Get on a train at Presidio, and you go by train to Los Mochis over on the West Coast, and they plan all these trips where you can go out to fishing or just whatever you want to do, but they plan it for you, and you don't have to worry about it. And then we ride a train from Los Mochis to Mazatlan. I mean, a bus from Los Mochis to Mazatlan. See, there's three classes of buses in Old Mexico. First class is air-conditioned. Second class, anybody can ride, except the animals. And the third class, animals can ride. You can take your chickens, hogs, cows, whichever you please with you. We thought we'd send Clyde third class and we'd go first class. He's not in here to defend himself now. We wanted to go with Otis and Annie. Thought they'd be a lot of fun. he's such a mess. Last night, Otis had brought a record down to the house. Mother and Daddy and Jimmy and Cheryl and Granny came out, and Otis and Nanny came down. We all ate hish kebabs and baked potatoes and a salad and fixed some garlic toast. And I sure didn't miss you, buddy. Sure wish you'd been there. But anyway, Otis brought this record down that he had ordered. This colored man makes these records, and it's a coonhound rice. If you'd like to hear it, we'll tape it for you. It is so funny. He makes all these sounds himself. It's just a little 45 record, you know. And he makes all these records. I mean, he makes all these sounds himself. And then at the end of the race, he says, oh, we got that one, you know. I'm talking about they got the coon. And we laughed at them taping that record. That Otis thought that was just the grandest thing he had ever heard in his life. He was just so proud of that record. He's a mess. Anyway, we thought it'd be a lot of fun down to go down to old Mexico with Otis and Annie. And when we go down to San Angelo and all, they're going to go with us. I don't know whether Mother and Daddy are going or not. I don't know what we're going to do. You know, they've just about finished up Devil's Lake down there at this dam. Just about, it's full and you can't camp down there any longer, so I don't know what we'll do. I would like to go down there in a way, and then I don't know what we'll do. Maybe, I don't know, we'll just have to wait and see, I guess. I'm not real fond of camping out with all three of the kids, but I guess I'll go along, whatever they want to do. We do want to go by and see Kay's mother and dad, and go by and see Kay, and then Caroline is in Trent, and Caroline Graham used to be Copeland. You know, her husband was in the Air Force. He's in training with American Airlines now, a commercial pilot. But it'll be at least 4 years before he can take over as a pilot. He'll just be a navigator for 3 or 4 years. He was turned down by, I think, 5 companies. They said they didn't need, it wasn't he was turned down, they just didn't need pilots. They said they had a lot more applications than they had any room to fill. I was real surprised. They said so many boys coming out of the service were wanting jobs with the airlines, and they've just overrun by them. Anyway, he is in Fort Worth taking training, so Carolyn's staying with her mother and dad in Trent. It's out there close to where Clyde's mother and dad live. We want to go by and see Carolyn, and we want to go to Brownwood, see Dr. Humphrey and Lou, and this tape's about to run out this side, so I imagine mother and daddy will fill up the other side, so we'll be talking to you a lot later. I may talk on the other side, so see you later. Bye-bye.